Wednesday was one of those days the Chamber of Commerce would probably like to patent. Clear and sunny and maybe 70 degrees. A perfect day to visit the Barley Barber Swamp in western Martin County. Florida Power and Light owns the 400-acre preserve and lets groups take guided tours. 15 fifth graders from the Hope Rural School in nearby Indian Town were bused in on Wednesday. Most of the children first visited Barley Barber in the summer. Charles Barraclough, executive director of Treasured Lands Foundation, led the tour.
Welcome back to Barley Barber Swamp. And the reason I wanted you to come back out at this time of year is to see the seasonal change in the swamp. Remember we talked about the bald cypress and how they're deciduous? They lose their needles. And they're a conifer. They're a cone-bearing tree. So that's very unusual. We think of the conifers as pine trees, which are always green or called evergreens.
It didn't take long for the children to see evidence of seasonal change as they walked along the boardwalk. Tour guide Joyce Smiley pointed it out.
You notice what you're walking in?
No.
Look at the needles here. And everybody likes to scuff their feet in them. Do you all want to see anything that maybe is living out here?
Alligator.
When you think about that, if you make all the noise of scuffing your feet on here and talking, they're going to hear us. And they're going to disappear because animals are scared of people.
The children saw the site of a Calusa Indian mound, a giant cypress tree that could be 1,000 years old, and much wildlife, including a red-shouldered hawk.
Hear it?
Hear that, kids?
Smiley showed the kids an edible plant that was growing in the swamp. It's known as the duck potato.
The Indians used to get into the water and kick at the roots. The tuber would float up. It could be eaten just like a potato. You can put it in the fire and bake it. You can put it in a stew and cook it. You can do almost anything with it. I never heard, though, that anybody ever made a French fry out of it.
After the kids saw an alligator swimming off, a guide explained how to judge the reptile's size.
We can see its head, but not much else, right? When you can see only the head with the nostrils and the eyes, you kind of guess how many inches are between the bumps for the nostrils and the bumps for the eyes. That's called bumps to bumps. So if we're looking over there and we're saying, okay, it's about 6 inches from the nostrils to the eyes, then we're dealing with about a 6-foot gator. As a gator gets bigger, obviously its head gets bigger, those eyes will get further apart. So if you see a gator with the eyes fairly close together, you know it's a relatively small gator. If you see it and the eyes are really far apart, you've got a really big gator.
Today was Patrick Powers' first visit to Barley Barber. What do you think of it?
It's beautiful. It's not the cities that make Florida beautiful. It's the parks that make it beautiful. And I have to say, it's the animals that make it nice, too, because they have a place to live, and it's nice to see how they live. You really don't see that in the city. Barley Barber is one place where you can see it.
Lizzie Dominez, is this your second visit here?
Yes.
I bet you can't wait to come back sometime.
I would always love to come back.
The Barley Barber Swamp is on the grounds of FPL's power plant in western Martin County. After 9/11, FPL closed the swamp to the public because of security concerns. Now it's open again for free guided tours. For details, go to barleybarber.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.